Wow.
Okay, let's take the weekend. Let's regroup. Yes. Let's come back strong on Monday. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. The John Carley and Sherry Elker show is coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times.
There you go. Bye-bye, Dory.
Why does he have to regroup? What happened? Did something happen at the end of his show? He sounded like he was all a little discombobulated there. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's Andrew? Doing fine. He's just rallying the troops, that's all.
Yeah, it's rally troops, right? I tried to do that the other day. Everybody put your hand in, then I said 3, 2, 1, go, or something, and then everyone just walked away.
Yeah, we don't like rallying that much.
Doesn't work. Okay. Let's get Sherry in here. Got in here, Sherry. I'm not even going to bring up the fact that you were cheating on me. Spike.
It happens.
We have an open marriage when it comes to that kind of stuff, huh?
Well, we need a sabbatical, probably.
I was in Albany, New York, raising money for the Humane Society there, for the puppies and the doggies and the kitties and everybody. And my friend Joe invited me there to come to that thing. He's like, listen, I flew you all the way in from Seattle, so... it's my first year here, so it's really important that you do a good job because people are like, why is the auctioneer coming all the way from Seattle? So you really have to do a great job.
No pressure.
No. And there was someone that listens to the show who, I don't know how, but they've heard the show. So they were talking to me all about my blind cow that I have.
Oh, well, you don't have the blind cow. But...
I know I don't have. Well, no. And then there's confusion and a whole. It's a big, long story. Diving in the news, but that's not the news. Diving in the news. Yeah! All right. Well, things must be tightening up for old Patty Murray because after 30 years, people are like, maybe some new blood could get in there. The Wall Street Journal looks into the fact that. Three different corporations, the Seahawks, the Seattle Times, and Starbucks, have all sent Miss Tiffany Smiley sort of a desist letter. Say, listen, we've seen some of your campaign ads, and we don't want our name associated with it. You're standing in front of this, you're using that, and stop that. Stop doing that. All of them, about at the same time. Did it all come in the same week or something?
Well, on September 1st, Tiffany Smiley put out a commercial called Game Day, and she's in a kitchen, and she's talking about the cost of food, and she's talking about inflation, and her husband is in sort of the family room area watching a football game. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the commercial, you can see the players on the screen, like the TV set, but it's there's really nothing there. I mean, there's nothing identifying the Seahawks. So about 5 days later, the Seahawks called and said, or wrote a letter and said there was a trademark violation and that they thought that they might be able to see like a Seahawks letter or whatever, and that they wanted this commercial to immediately cease. It's unauthorized use. So what they did was they went back, edited the commercial, and blurred it out a little bit so you couldn't see it. The second one was called Cup of Coffee, and that was on September 20th. And I think we played it or we talked about it when she was on the air with us. And that's her standing in front of a Starbucks coffee shop, which had closed, talking about the fact that crime was so bad. Well, Starbucks then immediately said that you cannot use our name and you cannot use that because you could be interpreted as though we are supporting you. And in that commercial, she flashed a headline from the Seattle Times talking about crime and how bad it was.
But don't all candidates do that? They have the floating headline come by, you know, Washington Post says, the New York Times says, right? They have the headline come over on the screen. It floats in there and sometimes it turns red and then catches on fire if it's really bad. But normally do that, right? So the Seattle Times logo came, their banner came through, right?
Yeah, and Patty Murray has a commercial or had a commercial with that very thing, and they didn't have a problem with it at all. So, so it does appear that these corporations are, you know, there's a double standard here where they're coming after her for these very minor things, trying to get her to alter her campaign commercials or her campaign stuff, and Patty Murray, it's not happening.
Well, they must be concerned. Listen, nobody expected somebody like Tiffany Smiley to give Patty Murray a run for her money. Speaking of money, Chuck Schumer took $500,000 out of his campaign war chest and sent it to Patty Murray. to help defend her, because they know they don't want to lose. If they can pick up two more seats in the Senate, which it is possible that the Democrats can do that, and long shot, about a 30%, 33% chance that they could keep the House. If they can get both of those things, they're going to blast the filibuster out of there. And then it's Katie bar the door. Then it's just be an avalanche of the leftist agenda in full swing. So they really do need to, they need to get a couple in the Senate, or just at least hold the Senate, pick up one or something. And if they can get and keep Patty Murray in there, because she's a solid vote. I told one of the people that wrote to us, said, hey, Tiffany wants to get on your show. I forget who it was. And I sent the contact over to Jacob. I said, here's the ad you should do. You should just simply say, you know, you do the scary voice, either male or female, because you the right is going to vote for Tiffany. The left's going for, you got to get the middle. So you could just do this. You could say, Patty Murray agrees with Joe Biden 94% of the time. And you have the scary music. And then you have Joe Biden saying stuff like, this inflation, this is only transitory, or we're not going to see people hanging off the ends of helicopters leaving Afghanistan. Get like three or four of those big whoppers from Joe, and then say, Patty Murray agrees with Joe Biden 94% of the time. Do you? And just leave it at that. Like, would you agree with Joe Biden 94% of the time? Because she votes with Joe Biden 94% of the time. That's the ad to run. Just simply point out she's all in with this guy. If you're in with this guy and you think these two are a good team, then you stick with Patty Murray. But if you'd like to have somebody that doesn't go with Joe Biden 94% of the time, go Tiffany Smiley. It was my advice. And let me check my phone.
Mm-hmm. Anybody send you a check?
I'm checking the phone. Sure.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well,
hold on a second.
A few weeks to go.
Did you see that when you were waiting for a boy to call you, like to pick up the phone real fast to see if the dial tone was still there?
Oh,
remember
all the
those
time.
Good old days?
Oh, and if my sister got on the phone, if she got on the phone and I was expecting a call, I was out of my mind. Because a busy signal, then he may not call back. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The anxiety that our generation suffered. You were like, you're waiting for the girl to call. And because it very infrequently would she ever call, but you get a call from your friend. Okay, this is it. She's going to call you. Heidi's going to call you tonight. You're like, oh my God, Heidi's going to call me. Oh my God. Okay. And then she hadn't called. And then you quickly pick up the phone and then put it back down again. Like for some reason, it's not going to be the iPhone. Right. Then if your dad gets on, you're like, oh, pacing back and forth.
And I can remember my Aunt Karen called one time, long distance. Remember that? And, And I was expecting a call from a guy that I just would have given a kidney to, right? And I was so excited he was going to call. She called and she needed to talk to my mother. And I said that my mother wasn't home because I wanted to hear from this guy. I'm like, can you call back Aunt Karen like later? Because she's just not here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got to go. Bye.
Long distance calls. Whenever they would come in, the whole family would panic and you'd speak like 100 miles an hour. Like, and my mom, it's long distance. Your aunt's on the phone. It's long distance. Hey, thanks a lot for the Christmas presents. Here's my brother. And thanks for the shoes and socks. Here's my sister. And then you'd hang up the phone. It was like the thing had some sort of direct connection to your mortgage or just giant cost of things. So anytime you'd be on it, it's long distance. They'd cover the phone. It's your Uncle Bill calling long distance. And everybody just runs to the phone. And then the butt of it and scream stuff at him, and then they'd hang up. Oh my god, how exciting is that? Your Uncle Bill called long distance. Wasn't that exciting, everybody?
And did you do the thing where if you were going to be traveling and you were going to call long distance, you would call and let it ring two times or something like that, but they wouldn't have to pick up? That would be the symbol, so you wouldn't have to have the long distance charge,
letting them know. Or the other one was you call collect. And the woman would, because I'd be at the Bryn Mawr train station. I wanted to ride home. I didn't have any money. And then it'd be, this is a collect call from Michael. Will you accept the charges? And then my mom would pause long enough for me to go, I'm at the Bryn Mawr train station. I need to ride home. And my mom would go, no, we're not going to accept these charges. And then she'd go, I'll come get you. And she'd hang up. What the hell? Was it a quarter?
I don't even remember like how expensive was it. Yeah, it wasn't. It was like a frantic thing with long distance calls to save the money on long distance calls.
It was weird. And then the other thing was that your friend, you got word that your friend's dad had a Watts line. I don't know what it was, but it was like super important. I think it meant you could call Mars or something. Did you hear? Billy Carney's dad's got a Watts line. I was like, oh, act like you know what it means. Speaking of things that everybody thinks they are enjoying other than long distance calls from Uncle Bill, this video that has gone viral of this dog, it's hilarious. Whenever I see it's hilarious and it's gone beyond viral, I immediately assume it to be stupid. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I mean, if you're a dog lover, you know,
I'm
anything,
a dog lover.
Okay. Well, anything with a dog, I think is kind of funny. So
okay.
I'm not a good judge of this because I'm so biased, but, it's, yes, a dog has a, there's a contraption where you can teach the dog how to talk to you. So you have these buttons and the dog hits a button that might say, you know, take me out for a walk or do something. Well, clearly these people recorded a bad word and taught the dog to hit the bad word after every request. So I want something to eat. Bad word. Take me for a walk. Bad word. And that's what this is about. It's sassy, sassy Sapphire.
Can you tell me what you want?
Treats.
Oh, excuse me? No. What do you say? No, no. I'm not going to give you a treat if you call me that. What do you say?
Okay.
did you watch it?
No, but I get it.
Okay. I mean,
it was the dog really cute?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, the dog was cute and they were just trying to get it to, I mean, they're manipulating the dog obviously because the dog gets a great reaction every time he hits that particular button. But yeah, I thought it was funny.
This kind of thing that you get and then share with friends, it is, isn't it? Let me just, before you answer, Sherry, you're way up there in my book. Andrew's got the other book, not the book I put you down in, but you're way up there. You can afford to lose a few points. So honestly, did you share it with friends?
No, I didn't, but I bought the buttons, which is even worse. Like, I thought it was just that clever.
No, let me check. No, you retain your good points. Okay. The buttons are still funny. I thought if you're just going to share with friends, it was going to cost you 4 points, but good.
Okay. I would like to think that I could be more creative than that with the buttons, whatever I record with the dogs doing it, but I did not send it to one person. Hand to God. Promise I didn't.
Okay.
Except for me to put it on into
the
show.
That's all right.
Thanks, Jacob.
I signed up for, I don't know how I got on this email, but every day it's called Happy News and it's somebody with a dog doing something cute. And at first I was like, you know, how do I get on this stupid thing? I hate to admit it, but I click on it every day and watch the dog, somebody's dog, do something cute. And I do it like dessert. So I read all the horrible stuff of all the awful things that are happening in the world. And I'm like, okay, all right, you know what? Now I'm going to give myself some happy news. And then I go watch a dog swallow a tennis ball or something and then vomit it back up or whatever the dog's done that day. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it works. Dogs are funny and adorable and they do.
Yes.
They raise your
good
spirits. That's wonderful.
I'm taking my daughter's dog. I was thinking for a moment because she got a dog with her boyfriend and she and her boyfriend broke up. So she's stuck with Alfie. And I said, you know what, Charlie, you're going to learn an important lesson about what it's like taking a living animal into your house. Not talking about your ex-boyfriend, talking about the dog and then having to give the dog up. You're going to have to experience that. And I thought, why am I reading out of a chapter of my dad's book? So I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'll fly you and your dog here. Your dog can come live with me. So now I'm going to have 3 dogs.
That's really nice because, you know, to have her give up the dog, that's traumatic. I mean, I bet she adores that dog and that would be really...
She does.
She would not be happy with you, I wouldn't think, if you made her give that up. I think that's great. Does she get to live with you too or just the dog?
No, she's going back to Austin. Just the dog.
Okay.
Sherry, does she want to live with me in a little house with 3 dogs now? I mean, how how bad is it going to get? Once you get 3, Is that the point where, well, it's like with cats. Well, we've got seven. What's 11 more? I mean, is it? Does the same thing happen with dogs?
It's bordering a little on a kennel or a farm, but I think you've got a lot of open space, so they'll be happy. And your dogs seem to be fine with other dogs, right? So
they
Alfie
are.
Will be all right, and it's all girls.
No, Alfie's a boy, little Dachshund, okay. Jack Russell, crazy fun dog, loves to snuggle, all the rest. But I was just wondering, is at some point where it's like, well, you know what? It's like Catholics. Well, we've got 11 kids. Let's have 24. You know, just keep going.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Plenty of hand-me-downs. Just keep going.
You need to set some boundaries. If anybody else needs a home, you got to just, that's it.
That's it.
I think three is really the upper limit. That's the 24 kids, three dogs.
It is?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if
I die in there. If I die in there and I'm found with three dogs, they'll always mention some sort of nudity and then fecal matter. That's always, they always got to stick that in there. It's like Mad Lib, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah,
well, it is, Mickey.
Unless they
you know, once popular local television host, they won't even mention Cairo Radio. Evening magazine host found half naked something dog's feces something.
That's not going to happen.
I'm going to make sure they mention your name too, Mickey.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You. Thanks.
Yeah, all righty. Writing to us at mynorthwest.com. Text as well at 1-888-973-5.
Come on. A little bit more. You can do it. A little bit more.
Bah. 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 7-6. By the way, Andrew, feel free to go all out for the Send Us Your Letter song. Apparently, people really enjoyed being annoyed by that. So, how about that, huh?
Okay.
Big surprise.
Okay.
Okay. Could you sound less excited about the,
okay.
the whole thing? There you go. Hey, big surprise. I think two things. It's really weird in this story from CBS that they go back and forth between the word fetus and baby. I don't know why, but the thing fetus is apparently like carrots, but not kale. Not so much. Ultrasound shows. So how do they know the difference between the carrot and the kale and the baby's like and dislike, Sherry?
It's a weird story. They used 4D ultrasound scans of about 100 pregnant women. This was done in England. And when the babies were exposed to carrot flavors, they showed laughter faces. And they have some pictures of the babies' faces looking like they're smiling. When they were exposed to kale flavors, they showed cry face responses. Mm-hmm. So the babies were frowning and looked unhappy. So what they think is that babies can taste and smell things in the womb. Okay, so it's the fluid that comes from the mother into the baby. And the reason they did this experiment was they wanted to find out, or they wanted to see if they could establish food preferences while in utero. So, for instance, if the baby doesn't like kale, if you could then keep exposing the baby to kale, then eventually maybe they will end up liking it, and then they'll make healthier choices when they are born. And when you're weaning the baby off of, you know, formula, you can sort of know. So how they're going to do this on a wide scale, anything, hard to say.
We live this. You don't have to do it in while the kid is still in the womb. We did it with our kids. So we never, for 2 years, no salt, no sugar. From the time they were born, no sugar. Perfect. They ate a thing called kale pops, which we would take kale, put it in a blender, put water in it, grind it all up until it was like a mushy green stuff, and then freeze it in ice cube trays, and they would walk around and eat them. They had no salt and no sugar. So their palate wasn't sort of, we didn't dial it in, calibrate it to have a sugary or a sweet sense. It was all the stuff in the middle. So carrots were like a big treat because they tasted sweet to them. And kale was a regular thing. So they would walk around eating these things all the time, kale pops. And other kids in the neighborhood like, oh, my, what's that all over your face? Can I have some of that? And Charlie and Robbie like, sure, come on in. They would go in there and then give these kids these kale pops. And they'd be like, run out of the house. Because at Halloween, I told the story that we didn't let them have candy. So I went ahead of time, and I gave every house a bag, the little bag of carrots. So every time we would show up like a big group of kids, we're like, okay, look for Spider-Man and Cinderella. Those are the guys that are going to be in the back. They'll be with us. Just only give them carrots. So everybody else is getting like Snickers bars and fun size Musketeer and stuff. And they're like, oh, and there's Spider-Man and Cinderella. Okay. Hang on, guys. Got something for you. Here you go. And they drop these little orange, you know, or little carrots, the little baby carrots in there. Every house, they got the exact same thing.
And how did this go over when they were talking to their friends and the friends were like, wow, I got M&Ms, I got a whole size Reese's.
When they're little like that, they don't do a whole lot of like, this really, we're only to pull this off for a couple of years. The saddest moment was when they said, we thought like five houses, that would be enough. And all of a sudden Charlie goes, can we keep going? I was like, yeah, well, sure, we'll go. You want to go around the corner? Well, it's pretty scary. Somebody, lots of bears and scary stuff, but okay. And then I realized I hadn't hit those houses ahead of time. So I had to reach into their bag. I go, hey, let's see what you got. What they had was six bags of carrots. I had to take two out of their bag and run to the house ahead of them and say, hi, we're the Curlys. We live right down the street. Oh, good. You know who we are? My kids are coming out right now. We don't want to have snacks. No sugar, no salt, nothing like that. Can you just get these carrots when they show up at the door? Thanks a lot. And I'd run back. Okay, guys. Hey, let's go to that house. Let's go. We go in there and they're like, trick or treat. And they're like, oh, yeah. Hang on a second here. Hey, your dad just gave us this. Here's that for you.
Didn't they go home and go, wow, every house had the exact same thing?
It was like their first Halloween, sure. You're really kind of trying to give my kids far more credit than they deserve. They're young. They're little, and they've been breathing their own oxygen through masks for an hour and a half.
Okay.
The saddest part was this.
I had to
keep reaching in the bag when they wanted to go to other places. And at one point, Charlie says, sadly, I don't feel like I'm... Like, the bag isn't getting heavier. I was like, how can that be? She goes... I don't know. It just doesn't. It feels the same. It just, we keep going to houses and it feels the same. I'm like, huh? Spooky. Yeah,
that's a Halloween trick.
Ooh, maybe the ghost of carrots is coming to get them. Yeah. We have it home and they're like, just a whole bunch of carrots. And they didn't know. It was the first time they thought that's what Halloween was. Bags of carrots at every house.
Oh, boy, were they in for a great surprise and a lot of resentment years later. Did they ever get the real Halloween experience?
Oh, yeah. And then I would come down. I would put on a three-piece suit and a top hat. And I'd pencil in a mustache, and I called myself Mr. Moneybags, looking to buy candy. And I got some candy, and I'm buying candy. I got cash for candy. They'd have all their candy laid out on the floor. And then I'd go, who's selling Snickers bars? And Rob would go, I'll sell my Snickers bars. Great. I'm buying all Snickers bars for $2. And then Charlie goes, I'll sell you mine for $1. And I go, all right, buying Snickers bars for $1. Right. No. I have 50 cents. And so I just played off one off the other. We went all the way down and I got the best prices for all the candy, would wipe out all the stuff and give them all the money. And then I'd take a giant pumpkin and I put it on Charlie's head.
Wait. Okay. I get the bribe for the candy. What's the pumpkin?
I don't know. It's another tradition where I would take a pumpkin and cut the bottom out of it and then stick it on Charlie's head. And then one day it got stuck on her head. And then we agreed we were never going to do that again because she's getting to the age where young girls don't like pumpkins stuck on their head. That's what Lacey said. Or my mom, I forget who said it. But then I continue to chase Rye and throw him in a giant box of pumpkins every single year.
Yeah, we have video, I think, somewhere on our social media. What would you do with all of the candy that you bought from your children?
I would give it away.
Okay.
Take it into work, Jacob. Remember that? We would do that at Cairo. You come in the morning and Ursula's got a big pile of candy. Everybody's got like big piles of candy there. And then you'd walk, oh, only one. And then next thing you know, you've eaten like, you know, the right side of the table.
Every time you pass, you take one more.
You take one more. Like, that's enough. You keep finding... the only with the donut. Yeah. Put the donut there. Oh, just have half the donut. And then
you keep finding excuses to go over to the side of the newsroom that you people you never talk to, but all of a sudden you decide you're going to be friends with them that day because, you're collecting stuff from the table.
Nothing
like a radio
Skittles.
Station to like, I mean, it's like the goodwill of, you know, of food. Anybody can drop anything off and it'll get eaten no matter what it is.
I am now sending Jacob and you, Sherry, a picture of Charlie with the pumpkin stuck on her head.
Is this kind of a blackmail picture now? where she's a little embarrassed that she had a pumpkin on her head ever, and you can
no.
Oh, okay, good.
The thing about, you know, if you start family traditions and they don't get a chance to talk to other families, they just assume everybody does that. So it's not like,
don't get
then he stuck a pumpkin on my head. It was always like, then I got the pumpkin on my head. And you look around waiting other people to affirm it like, yeah, me too. But then there's always this weird thing. Your family was weird.
They are grown up now. So I'm wondering if the comparing notes has started. You know, wait a minute. You didn't get 5 bags of carrots when you went trick-or-treating in the early days? Oh,
they know.
Dad didn't. Okay.
They know. Another picture of sending more Halloween fun. All right. How'd we get on that topic? Who knows? Whatever. Write to us at MyNorthwest.com. Don't forget, somebody get a chance to be letter of the day. And Rye Roller is going to be coming by later on. We'll talk Seahawks. Big, 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 big news for the Mariners as well. I'd say I try to be impartial with news. You know how it is, Sherry. You know, try not to come down one side or the other, show your bias. But I have to tell you something: the bandits in this story, I have to give them some credit. I think this is a smart move.
You're actually on the side of the porch pirates?
Only because of the retaliation. Normally, I don't agree with porch pirates. I have experienced it before. I've had somebody steal stuff. I had somebody steal some huge thing from me, some big, heavy thing was out in front. They ripped that off. But I understand you do the thing to the porch pirates. I just like what the porch pirates did in return. I think that's the kind of thing you say. Like if they explain what they did, and then I'll tell you what you're supposed to say after the porch pirates do what they do.
Okay, so it's a neighborhood in South Austin, and they were experiencing a lot of theft. A lot of people were stealing packages, and this one woman got so upset that she decided she would play a trick on the porch pirates, and she would put all of her kids' dirty diapers in a box. They stole that, discovered what it was, didn't deter them. They came back and smeared the dirty diapers all over their front door and their car. Then
okay, all right, so I don't agree with that. Is there sound as well in this, Jacob?
Yes.
of any of the There is. Okay.
It's officially fall in Central Texas, which, well, doesn't mean a ton because it's still 90 plus degrees outside. But people do now have holidays on the mind. For Gabriella, a mom, in this case, it's not a good thing.
We need to stop this now, especially before the holidays get started.
This is this she's talking about.
Hitting in the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, same car, same people.
They even tried to swipe her skeleton, which she now has chained to the house. She says at least 12 neighbors have told her the same people have hit their homes.
As a community, we are frustrated.
Nearby, Brittany Walker dealt with the same thing.
I see somebody with the big package. I just ran outside.
All right,
and
Jacob, get to the good
said,
stuff.
I have a baby, and they look at me, and they just left.
While Walker...
And on our front door.
Police say victims can legally confront these suspects, but...
Don't do it. Please don't confront a porch pirate.
At Gabriella's, the diaper debacle got worse.
They came back with a giant bag of cow manure. And so it was a really long day of cleaning a lot of cow feces off of our house that day.
But she says it was worth it.
But it's a tool for me. I have a toddler, I work full time, and I have another one on the way. So I use this as a survival tool.
There has to be an end. Hmm. It's just not okay in my book anymore.
And in you still
book,
are on their
that's
side.
No. Well, I'm watching the video of them. So they took a big thing of manure and they put that on. So it's like she did the diapers. Then they retaliated by smearing the poopy diapers on. Not good. Then they did something. Then the homeowner did something. And then they came back with a giant thing of manure, right?
Yeah. So they're kind of winning. Because I don't know what else you can do to them other than try to get them arrested, but they can't really, what are they going to come back with? Like dog manure or, you know, how do you top that?
No, I think that's it. At that point, if she was a homeowner, you'd have to go, well, touche, my friend, or well played, porch pirate, well played, that kind of thing. And then you just take the glove off and slap yourself with it or something like that. But no, it's nowhere, you can't go anywhere else from there. Big bag of manure, that's all you get. So Yeah. Now what is she going to do? Do the old electrical thing or the bomb or something like that?
It sounds like it's the same group over and over again. So you'd think you'd be able to set a trap for them somehow. I mean, if the video that they have with their, you know, doorbell or whatever they are, cameras, isn't enough for the police, they've got to, if there's 12 of them experiencing this, they've got to be able to get together and do something, right? Can't they come up with some clever way to try to snag these guys? Or
yeah,
women,
what's the guy's name? The Home Alone kid. Can't they come up with a bag, like a can of paint to hit the guy in the head with, or something like that?
Right, something like that. You'd think that they would be able to do something. Yeah, there's 12.
Where's Macaulay Culkin? What's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay? What?
Macaulay Culkin.
These Macaulay kids with their Culkin. Names nowadays. What is it?
Yeah, he's 60 now. I'm yeah. not these days. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin.
42.
Yeah, he needs to be called in on this one.
Yeah. Hang something from somewhere and have it mm-hmm. swing down and hit somebody in the head.
Yeah.
And with names, I'm always like, you ever take a trip, the Uber driver, used to be the taxi driver, like, what airline? And like, Alaska. 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 They were always practicing their English. Alaska. That's where I am. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay
Culkin.
Alaska.
Alaska.
Culkin. Got it.